Hey, welcome to episode 6 of Love 101. This is a podcast where we explore the ever-changing world of dating and relationships and Tinder. Really, it's really all about Tinder.
I had to send my brother a message today. You are not allowed to Tinder my friends.
My name is Potter. That's Candy. We've been married over a decade, but we're still figuring out our own relationship. And, of course, have lots of single friends as well. Brand new episode every Friday at candyandpotter.com. In this episode, which is worse in a boyfriend-girlfriend? Somebody who is too athletic or not athletic at all? Think about that. I'll tell you what the study said. Also, it's official. The male brain thinks sex is more important than food.
Shocking.
And the 2-2-2 rule of relationships was blowing up. Did you see this? It was all over Reddit.
I didn't see it. I didn't see it.
The 2-2-2 rule of relationships, it's called, and it's supposed to make any relationship work.
Okay.
So we'll get into that. And lots more. Lots to get to. A lot of cool stuff this week.
Can we talk about Reddit really quick?
In relationships.
Or no, I'm sorry. Can we talk about Tinder really quick?
Okay.
So my brother is on Tinder. My friends are on Tinder.
Is that a warning?
Warning, my brother is on Tinder. My brother's on Tinder. I got a lot of friends on Tinder, and they're all at different stages in their life, kind of. And when you're using this app, it's really simple. It's a hookup app, essentially. You're really not looking for your life mate.
We haven't heard about the first Tinder wedding yet.
There's a reason for that. But it's interesting when it's scroll, scroll, scroll. I like him, swipe right, you know, and then that's the end of it. And then you start chatting and there's no real huge connection to begin with. It's I like the way that guy looks. Now I'm talking to him. So my girlfriends who are on Tinder, I've gotten messages from them in the last month. Oh, my God, your brother showed up on my Tinder. And then it was like a pause in the conversation. So I texted them back. And like, did you swipe right? Or I mean, like, what are you
and
doing?
He was so good.
I know. Gross. Like, are you telling me that my brother showed up on your Tinder? You automatically recognized him. So you did not select him to match. Or are you telling me that? So if I get an awkward text message that you're suddenly coming to the holidays, I'll know why.
Well, that would be the romantic comedy. Like, so I just swiped. I don't know what I swiped the good
swipe
way.
Right. Yeah.
You know, as a joke. But then we started talking and I don't know, we had a lot of things in common.
Oh, boy.
And we bonded over, you know, the end of our last relationship.
We bonded over knowing you.
We had a common enemy in you.
Sweet.
And you know what I saw today that I didn't know? So there are apps, you know, there's a Twitter app.
Yeah.
And then there's tons of other apps that you can use Twitter with.
Right.
Or through. Same thing with Tinder. So there are apps where you can have like 6 pictures come up on your screen at once and just go swipe, 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 swipe.
Uh-huh.
To go faster, there are apps where you can have, as soon as somebody matches you, it automatically sends them a pre-scripted generic message, like whatever your icebreaker is.
I am so popular on Tinder, you guys. I had to hire an assistant.
Well, those are people that are playing the odds, right?
Yeah, I guess it is. You know, it's different talking to a guy who's on Tinder versus talking to a girl who's on Tinder. I talked to one of my girlfriends and I'm looking at her Tinder account and she goes, oh, yeah, no, I don't have to do that. I'm a girl on Tinder. They come to me.
Right.
Yeah, you're right.
So which is worse in a boyfriend-girlfriend? Somebody who's too athletic or not athletic at all?
Man, flip a coin. If they're too athletic, they are training quite a bit. They're gone quite a bit. If you're not as athletic as them, that's also annoying because that seeps into their everyday life. The food choices they make, the activities they choose to do. If they do have downtime, let's go on an 11-mile hike instead of let's just watch some Netflix.
Right.
You know, it's a completely different person.
When I see people at the gym, and, you know, the funny thing is, like, if I see a super hot woman at the gym that's super fit, like, if she's super athletic, my first thought isn't, oh, she's so hot. My first thought is, I'm out of shape. Like, why is she so much more badass than me?
Yeah.
Why can't I be like that?
Yeah, I do that, too.
But at the same time, I find it very attractive, the drive that it takes to be that athletic and things like that. That being said, you know, and I like working out to an extent. I certainly like being healthy. I did a half Ironman last year, but that person would make me feel guilty all the time about my eating choices, about my activity choices.
I saw you bought ice cream. Yeah, I bought ice cream. I just bought it. I mean,
right.
I'm not even eating it and you would still feel guilty.
See, I thought you were accusing me right now of that.
Did you buy ice cream?
Yeah.
Oh.
I've already eaten a bunch of it, too.
Did you buy ice cream? Yeah,
well,
I did.
In a new study, they found that women said too athletic is worse than not athletic. All right.
Okay.
So, fellas, if you're out there, you're a couch potato, you're not into exercising, you think that the only reason to run is for your life, mm-hmm. then
you might be onto something.
You might be something. You
yeah.
know, you're better than the gym rats that are all about that, and they think that's everything. There are women that are attracted to that.
Totally.
But they say, in general, that's too much. Now, of course, both of those scenarios rank behind somebody who's just generally active and healthy.
Right. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Flip a coin. You got the best and the worst of both sides, depending on which one you want. Lazy slob or a total meathead.
Dress. Have you ever dressed slutty on Halloween?
I'm sure
New
I
subject.
Have. I'm sure I have at some point. I mean, really, you can put slutty in front of any costume. I'm a slutty tomato, you know, and
yeah.
it would work.
Well, I'm trying to think. I posted a throwback Thursday picture yesterday on Facebook of us a long time ago, and you were dressed as like a flapper.
Yeah.
It was kind of, mm-hmm. It was a sexy costume. It wasn't really a slutty. You haven't worn a slutty costume since we've been together, but I didn't know if you did before that when you were like 16, 18, 20.
I'm sure I have.
You're sure you slutted it up at some point?
I'm sure. I think I was a sexy Girl Scout at one point because I had a badge that I made that said, I'll do anything for a sale. It was more, okay, that was more of like a comedy costume, right? Really.
Well, they just did this new study and they found that if you are looking for love, you should consider dressing slutty on Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think publicly, guys would be like, well, no, I wouldn't want to be in a relationship with a girl like that. But frankly, you have to attract us somehow in the first place.
Right.
And Halloween is sort of the one day of the year that it's socially acceptable to dress that way.
Right.
So go crazy.
Yeah.
You know? And it could be a slutty version of some literary character, you know, Joan of Arc or I don't know, you know, something like that mm-hmm. to where it's more intelligent, but it's still like, damn, look at her.
Right.
They found that 71% of guys said, I would absolutely consider a relationship with somebody that I met that was wearing a super sexy costume on Halloween.
Oh, yeah. And it also shows your fun side that you might be too shy to show the rest of the year. And hey, that gives you a little confidence. Everybody knows that. And also, if you're out Halloween, you might be partying a little bit.
Yeah.
A little liquid courage, you know, kind of goes a long way.
Fellas, women actually prefer a funny costume.
Yep, I do. I prefer a punny costume as well. If you're super creative in your costume, and if you handmade your costume, you're getting more points with me.
There was we were at a party years ago at a club, and there was a guy who was dressed as the Chris Farley character mm-hmm. in a van down by the river from Saturday Night Live.
He was my favorite.
And he was a big guy, balding, but he did the impression and he was had so much fun that night, and I think he went home with like 10 women.
He did not break character the whole night long and looked exactly like, what is that character? Why can I not remember his name now?
Matt Foley,
Matt
motivational
Foley.
Speaker.
Yes, living in a van down by the river and did the whole hip thing with the belt.
Yeah.
Oh, God,
women were so, you know, here I am
great.
Dressed like a firefighter thinking I got something going.
Yeah, whatever.
Losing out to Matt Foley.
It was an awesome, awesome costume. If Chris Farley hadn't already died, I would have been like, it's obviously Chris Farley.
Yeah. Okay, so it's official. A new study, a scientific study. This is not
a Potter study?
No.
From Potter University?
I feel like I should differentiate between something that is just like a poll, because we call those studies as well.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So, like, this is from a university of somewhere versus...
Well, no, they do polls at universities, but, like, the story
we
that I just...
12 Playboy Playmates. And
the story
said,
that I just read about, you know, how men would consider, you know, somebody that was dressed slutty as on Halloween as a long-term relationship. That was a study, but it was more of a poll. This is actual science.
Okay, let's go. Bring
scientific
on the science.
Study. That, yes, men prefer sex even over food.
You guys are dumb. Over food?
They said that researchers found that the male brain is hardwired to seek out sex, even at the expense of a good meal. What happens...
This would be an excellent study to be a test subject in. Can you imagine? Like, you know, the... of course, it would be like a good-looking woman in a lab coat, because that's how you'd have to set it up. And they bring you in the room. Hi, Potter. Hi. Yeah, nice to meet you. Okay, so we have two different things on the table for you today. We have this wonderful...
What are they?
I know. We have this wonderful T-bone steak and blah, 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 and mashed, you know, like whatever, like a complete dude, like meal.
Right. Taco
know.
Bell.
Right. Versus Krista over here. Like, there's just like this girl standing there, like a slutty little outfit. So you go ahead and choose
which
one you like.
I'm choosing Krista.
Right. I know.
You know. So what they found out was that there are brain cells that men have that fire up when potential mates are present, and they override all other needs other than breathing, I guess, including the need to eat. So
that would explain why guys do stupid things.
Yeah. Sex explains why we do a lot of stupid things, but that is actually something that, will happen where a guy, you know, maybe he hasn't eaten in 10 hours, but if there's a chance to, you know, like, let's say he's road tripping to, you know, across the state to hook up with a girl, you know, and she's like, yeah, but I have to leave at, you know, 8 tomorrow morning. You know, you'd have to be here by 6. He's not stopping to snack.
Oh, so he would forego.
Yeah. He's like, I'll eat at 8:05 then.
Yeah. So his risk assessment is totally different.
Exactly. Exactly.
You're a diabetic. Get a cookie for it before you're nookie.
I don't know if
that rhymed. I just did that.
I know that it says that, and biologically it's true. And by the way, women don't have the same thing in their brain. Women don't have this.
Of course not.
The same brain cell.
Oh, pansier sea scallops or that guy? Yeah, you could. Are you the waiter? Just leave him here. I'm good. Don't worry about it.
And this is maybe, I don't know if it's a reflection on me just, you know, having been married for a while, and what I'm about to say is probably offensive to you.
I can't wait to hear what you're about to say.
But most of the time, I would probably choose food. I love food.
I know.
Well, you know I love food.
You know what's, if you didn't choose food, I would be concerned. Like, are you okay? Are you feeling like yourself?
I probably wouldn't choose food. I would probably choose sex almost every time unless I was starving, because I just would assume food is coming.
Right.
But like, yeah. let's say it was, you only get one of these for the next 12 hours. I might choose the food.
Yeah, I would assume you'd choose the food.
Because I love to eat, and I'm one of those people that snacks all day.
You know what I would be offended by, though? So let's say it's me dressed up as whatever and the food, and you choose the food.
Wait, you're dressed up as the food? Like you're a turkey, a sexy turkey, leg?
A sexy turkey leg? No. No. So like I'm dressed
sexy
up as
lobster.
Something whatever.
Slutty lobster.
As a slutty lobster. Let's go with slutty lobster. I like it. Anything with a crustacean that has a little bit of an attitude, it's good. So I'm a slutty lobster, and then it's an actual, you know,
hang on,
food.
I have to write down what time in the podcast you said I'm a slutty lobster.
Okay, so I'm
so I can
dressed
make
up,
it my ringtone.
That's great. I'm dressed up as the slutty lobster, and then the food is your other option. And if you were to choose the other food, but it was the crap food you like, then I would be offended. Like if you were, oh, well, yeah, I'd definitely rather have Top Ramen and Taco Bell. Are you kidding than that?
I would rather have Taco Bell. I never get Taco Bell anymore.
I know. It's because Taco Bell is bad for you.
Well, I don't know. That's tough to argue. You know, it might be bad for me in some ways, but the happiness and the joy.
It's emotionally fulfilling for
yes.
a second.
No. It makes
a second.
I get 2 weeks of happiness.
You do not.
After having Taco Bell.
No,
easy.
You don't. You do not have 2 weeks of a high after T-Bell. No way. No way.
What, do you know anybody in a relationship where the man picks out the woman's clothes?
You mean like in a healthy relationship or like a controlling weird one?
Well, I was thinking healthy relationship. That's interesting that you went there.
No, I do know some people who will go shopping and then say, hey, what do you think about this? And yeah, get that one versus the other one. And that's an occasional thing. Like, you know, you're going to a wedding, you have to dress up. And so you might ask his opinion on something. So I know couples that do that. But I do not know any guy who, first of all, would enjoy that activity. Second of all, any guy who would take all of that time and effort to pick out their girl's clothes.
Julia Roberts, the actress, was saying that, you know, if, I don't know, it's weird PR. I don't know if there's a rumor that her marriage wasn't going well because all of a sudden there's an article about her and her husband after 10 years are still just head over heels in love.
This is Danny Motor?
Yes. How'd you know that?
You can ask me any random celebrity question, and I will probably know the answer.
So she said, we're still head over heels in love, which is fine, whatever. Then she also said, yeah, he loves to help pick out what I'm going to wear. And I know that probably in more than half of relationships, the woman has a pretty good chunk of say into what the guy's going to wear.
Yeah.
And I think in some relationships, the woman's just like, you're going to wear this. Sorry, no more jean shorts. And he's like, okay. And in other ones, you know, like in our relationship, I ask Candy, I'm like, does he look okay? How's this? You know, that kind of thing. I'm not going to wear something. Like, I have shirts that she loves that I rarely wear because I don't like them.
I know they look good.
But
they look good.
But at the same time, you know, when I feel good in something and she, you know, she's like, yeah, that works, then, you know, I take that. But the other way around, I don't think it would work.
No, and this is Hollywood. This is not real life.
If I were allowed to dress you.
Oh, God. Again, sexy lobster every day of the week.
If I were allowed, there would probably be a couple of slutty Halloween costumes in there.
Seriously, I can't go to work wearing that.
You would definitely get fired quickly after a few warnings from HR.
Yes.
No, I think first 30 days, you'd probably be the biggest slut on the planet in terms of your attire.
Mm-hmm.
Because
he cannot be trusted.
Because you never dressed that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care who you are, you want to see your woman dressed as a slut, at least in private. Not saying you want to see him go out that way. That being said, after 30 days of it, I think I'd be like, well, it's getting kind of old, or I'm sick of other people, like, you know, gawking at you and, you know, different things like that.
Thank you.
But 30 days, I think I would just be like, oh, today you're going to be a naughty police officer.
Exactly. That's why you are not allowed
today
to
you're going
to
wear this little mini dress with these long, you know, with these tights and these 6-inch heels and stuff like
should
that.
Should be fine. Guys at work will love it. Don't worry about it.
No,
Candy.
You wouldn't. That's what I'm saying. You'd get fired.
Yeah, I would absolutely get fired.
It wouldn't work out in the long run. I'm just saying, if I were to dress you specifically for me, yeah, that's how I would dress you.
You're so funny.
That being said, once you were out in public that way and I saw the way other people looked at you, I would probably change my mind.
Yeah, I would hope so.
But initially, I'd be like, no, slut it up.
I have to park next to a construction site. I could only imagine.
Like, this would probably be one of my fantasy dates, would be to fly to some random city somewhere and have her dressed slutty so I could take her out dressed slutty where you don't know anybody and people leer or whatever and we have a good time. And
yeah, that'd be fun. I think that would be fun as long as it was in a warm climate, because you don't want to be the girl dressed up in like a barely there dress going, I am so cold, can we go inside?
Well,
can
from
we
what I understand though,
whining weird
in like vinyl, you don't want to be too warm.
Oh God, now I'm in vinyl. See, this is why Potter cannot be trusted. No. And you know, you're talking about the Julia Roberts story. That is Hollywood. So I can imagine his type of influence is probably done on, we're going to be on the red carpet, you should wear this dress, it looks beautiful on you, versus we're going to the grocery store to get milk, you should definitely wear this because almond milk accentuates your eyes.
Yeah.
You know, those are two different types
probably
of dressing up.
Probably. All right, couple more things. The 2-2-2 rule of relationships, that's supposed to be the perfect thing for any relationship.
Yeah, I missed the 2-2-2 rule.
And also, in just a second, a funny collection of stories I saw this week about when did you know your relationship was over?
Mm.
Like, what was the moment? And sometimes you don't know right that second, but sometimes you look back and go, oh yeah, that was the clue. But I wanted to share some of the best ones in just a second. The 2-2-2 rule of relationships is as such. This is how...
I'm sorry, this applies to any relationship you were saying earlier?
Yeah,
okay.
Supposedly. This is how you make your relationship last forever. And it was started by... it was, you know, posted by somebody on Reddit. And he said that his wife and he used this rule to keep things alive and well. He said, we've stuck to it, and it really has made things awesome. Now, I will qualify.
Okay.
Before I tell you what the 2-2-2 rule is.
That means it does not work. Okay, qualify. Go ahead.
The guy's been married like 13 months.
Nope. Your rule sucks. I don't even know what your rule is, but it already doesn't work. Okay, well, tell me his theory.
I don't think it sucks. I think it is a good rule. I don't know how feasible it is in most people's lives, but I think it's a good rule. The 2-2-2 rule states that a couple should go out for one evening every 2 weeks, go away for one weekend every 2 months, and go for a full week every 2 years. Now...
No, you have to give up one of those. Well, one of those isn't happening.
First of all, before we had kids, we went away for a week at least on vacation every year. Wouldn't you do that with your spouse? That doesn't seem...
That's what I'm saying. You got to give up one of those, because if you're talking about the amount of vacation time the average adult gets in America, and you're talking about if there's going to be the wild card of medical problems, kids, family obligations, that's too much travel time for a full calendar year.
What do you mean vacation? He's talking about taking 1 week off every 2 years. That's it.
Yeah, but he's talking about taking a relaxing vacation purely for your own gratification.
Yeah, well,
not for family obligation, which are different.
Yeah, Well, and
or
I
business
think,
trips.
I think that's a lot of times what we did. You know, when we were together before kids, we'd have at least 2 weeks of vacation a year, and one would often be a vacation with ourselves or with friends, and then the other one would be, oh, we have to go visit family.
Right. Now, not that that isn't fun, my family who is listening. That is always entertaining.
We got to go visit family.
Yeah.
But not, you know, this guy, again, has been married 13 months, obviously doesn't have tiny humans.
No.
Because...
That's expensive. That's way too expensive.
Well, the weekend away every 2 months, that's the crazy part. A night out every 2 weeks, if you really prioritize it, you could probably make that work. So a week away every 2 years with kids, yeah, if you got the grandparents, maybe.
You are talking about... the financial burden, you're talking about the scheduling burden.
Yeah.
And you're talking about the burnout on coming up with ideas for these little getaways and trips. In a calendar year, I think that's unrealistic and would also probably cause more stress in your relationship.
But he's saying that this is important to spend quality time together. And
totally.
I agree with him on that. I think the every 2 weeks for a night out is nothing, assuming you can make it work financially. The weekend away, if once you have kids, would be, you know, really tough. You and I have done, I'd say, every other year since we had our first, we've done like 3 days away.
Yeah. Maybe.
About
mm-hmm.
that.
About that.
And maybe, I don't know, you know, we have a 5-year-old. I feel like maybe we've done it 3 or 4 times, so maybe a little more than every other year. But
right. That's what I'm saying. Like, you pick your battles. I mean, are you going to have a date night once a month? Maybe. Are you going to be able to go away, you know, what do you say, every 2 weekends? No, you're not. So if you want to get into a rhythm of a schedule of something, you got to pick one or two of those.
Yeah. All right, last thing. 4 times when people knew the relationship was over.
Are these all from women or all from men? Or
both.
Are they mixed? Okay, good.
Both.
I like it when they're mixed.
Yeah. This first one is from a woman. She said, I knew it was over when I would sit in the driveway for 20 minutes in my car before going inside.
That's a good one.
Like, you get home from work and you're like, I'm not ready to deal with them yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm literally going to sit in my car.
Yeah.
This is from a guy. He said, while looking at engagement rings, she mentioned that she found the one she had to have, that one ring. It was $35,000. She wouldn't compromise. I had saved up $6,000 for a ring, and at this moment, my eyes were opened at her crazy financial expectations. She didn't last long after that. Bullet dodged.
No, I have a hard time with that one.
Oh, I will be right there with him. You don't need a Lexus on your finger.
No.
Nobody needs a Lexus on their finger.
No, I have a hard time with that one being that was the moment. That was probably the...
Are you saying there was probably something before
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that was... That, I don't think that's true. There had to have been other high-maintenance issues that popped up with this girl, and he chose to ignore them because she was super hot, and that's exactly what she sounds like.
Like, if I, you know, if I'm marrying a woman, and she says, I want a ring that's this much, it's already going to be more than I think. I mean, my ring that's on my finger is worth more than I think I should have on my finger.
Yeah, and this dummy was at Tiffany's. You're not going to find that high-priced jewelry at, like, a regular mall kiosk.
This guy was
at Tiffany's, so... So, I mean, he put himself in that position.
All right, 2 more. The moment I knew it was over, she actually said this to me. Do you really think anyone else will want you?
I'm so happy I'm not dating. I really am.
Some people, though, that would send them spiraling into depression. They wouldn't have the confidence to get out.
I think that is a common line when the breakups start to happen, though. And it's obviously very hurtful. And that is the reason why people say it.
And one more. When I went to see a marriage therapist on my own, he told me it sounded like my marriage was over.
Because A, you didn't come with me, and
yeah, or maybe he just has a lousy therapist.
Right.
But. I have one story to add. I don't know if you have one, but the moment I knew their relationship was over, and Candy loves this story because it's, you know, awkward and horrible for me, but I've shared it on the radio before, so I'll tell it now. I was dating a girl, and we were... And we've been together about 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
She was a few years older than me. We had just been intimate. And afterwards, I was like getting dressed or something, and like a $5 bill fell out of my pocket. And she goes, can I have that? And I said, what? And she's like, can I have that money that fell out of your pocket? And I'm like, why? Do you need money? Do you need to borrow money? And she's like, I want that money. I'm like, you just want the money? Why do you want this money? You know, and I'm like, no, that's my money. And she said something to the effect of, well, most women will get way more than that for what I just gave you. And I wasn't dating a hooker.
Oh, sorry, I just dropped my headphones. It's still so funny.
We had been together 5 months. 5 months.
You know, I'm sorry.
And that was it. And that it was over, you know.
She said that out loud. That means she's either done it before or she's thought about it.
I don't think that's what it is. I don't think it's that she's charged for it, but I think she had dated, like I told you, she was a few years older.
Mm-hmm.
She had a really nice car. I think she had dated guys. She was kind of glamorous. I think she had dated guys that had taken care of her financially.
Yeah.
And I believe I was a 19-year-old college student working at 4 radio stations, 3 of which I didn't get paid at.
I'm not sure why
and
she decided.
Knew all that.
Yeah.
She knew, you know, so yeah, could
She's
I have
like,
given her the...
Ah, he's my meal ticket.
Yeah, I could have given her the $5. Yeah. I mean, unless she thought I was going to go on and, you know, be...
Maybe.
Howard Stern someday, but she would have been waiting around. It took a long time for Howard Stern to get where he got.
So funny.
So... anyway, I knew it was over at that point. Hey, quick favor. If you enjoy the Love 101 podcast, take a second. Go, even if you don't get it from iTunes, if you can log into the iTunes store and give us a rating and a review, that helps us grow the audience. I didn't know that until I heard that on my friend's podcast a few days ago. So if you have a second to do that, that would be awesome. Thank you so much for listening to episode number 6 of Love 101. New episode every Friday at candyandpotter.com. Hit us up on Facebook. You can message us privately or post on the wall there, facebook.com/candyandpotter.